Today's Mishnah, brought to you from Yerushalayim, HaKadosh, and Masechet Mikvaot, is Perek Beit, Mishnah Hey. Mikvaot, so we just had a machlokas between all of the original Mishnayos and the Chachomim and the Shita of Rebbe Eliezer about how much Mayim She'uvim will pass a mikvah. According to Rebbe Eliezer, there's a new halacha that if you start off with no water, then even a revius mayim shuvim passes the mikvah. If you have water in the mikvah, then shlosha lugim mayim will pass the mikvah if it was originally chaser from the arba imsa'ah. And you remember that we had a big machlokas rishonim about whether the entire din of mayim shuvim is a drabanan, or whether if the entire mikvah were mayim shuvim, so then everybody would be made that it would be a diraita, and the only part that's the rabbanan is this idea that shlosha lugin will passel a mikveh in the event that it was chaser akurtav originally from the arboim sa'ah. So the Rambam shita is that the din of mayim she'uvim is a psul de rabbanan. Continues today the Mishnah with a situation in which you have a mikveh that is built along different levels of walls of the mikvah. So the mikvah has shalosh gumay shomayim she'uvim, each one of them being one lug. So that means that the mikvah is constructed not as a flat bottom and a straight wall on the side, but it has first one level, then it drops down another level, and then it drops down finally to the bottom of the mikvah. Each one of those levels has a place in which there was water that was one lug of mayim she'uvim that was present. Now you fill up the mikveh. So it has three gumot on three different levels. Each one of them contains one lug. So now the question is, when the arboim sa'ah of mayim kisherim fell into this mikveh, did they get up to the third level? In which case, it would mean that they were added here to a mikveh that already had shalosh lugim of mayim she'uvim. So we don't know. So im yadua shenafal tocho arba imsa im mayim kasherim ad shalo yigiu legumah hashlishit kasher. So if we know for a fact, is what it seems to be saying over here, if we know for a fact that the 40 sa'ah had fallen into this mikveh on the lower two levels, so first that bottom level with the one guma of the lug filled up, and then the water splashes onto the next level, fills up the next level, which also has a lug of mayim she'uvim, but it doesn't continue to rise over the third level until it's already passed arboim sa'ah. Now it's all the way at the top of the mikveh, but we need to know, how did it actually fill? Was there an area of 40 sa'ah before it splashed onto level 3? So if we know for a fact, then the mikveh is kosher, because why not? It only had two lugim of mayim she'uvim before, and two lugim don't pasal. But imlav seems to mean imlav, if you do not know for a fact, this is miyadua. So imlav means if you don't know for a fact, so then the mikveh remains pasul. Now the question is, what about if you hold, according to Shita the Rambam, that even if the mikveh is kulei mayim she'uvim, it's only pasul min rabbanan? So why would we make a suffix a mikveh of being kosher? Why would we say that the mikveh is pasul? It says imlav. Also, this seems to be taking for granted that it would actually be a suffix d'oraisa. And because of that, you have to know for a fact that it was not up to the third level. So, I mean, look, some of the mepharshim, and none of the rishonim, but some of the mepharshim, taina that when it says im eina yadua, it just means to say, if you know for a fact, meaning if it isn't known for a fact the other way, so if it's known for a fact that there weren't arboim sa'ah before it got up to the third level, it's pasul. I mean, that obviously is very, 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 not the pashtus of what the Mishnah means. More likely is the pshat of those who taina that, look, even if the Rambam holds that it's kosher minoraisa, a mikveh like this. Nonetheless, that's goof of the chiddush of the Mishnah, according to the Rambam, that if it's possible that there is a psul of the mikveh misofik, that the Rabbanan were machbir to make a mikveh kosher, you have to have it kosher in the first place, or something like that. Anyway, Rabbi Shimon, however, was machshir mipnei shehu kemikveh samuch lemikveh. In this case, the mikveh would be kosher anyway, because let's say you have a mikveh of mayim shuvim, and that mikveh is right next to a mikveh of mayim kshirim. When the point over here is that if they touch each other, the shuvim don't passel a mikveh that is kosher, even though that mikveh that has mayim kshirim is pochus mi'arboim sah. So the idea over here is it's not the fact that you have hashoka that is going to passel the mikveh. You have to have the shlosha lugim mayim that are she'uvim inside of that mikveh in order for it to be passel. But in this case, you've got these three different levels that the water is filling up. So in that case, it's not similar to having three lugin inside the mikveh. What's happening is that it's touching mayim she'uvim while the water is still in the lower container. And then while it's in the second level container, it's touching the water that's in the guma on level three. Well, that's not the same. This is considered to be mayim she'uvim. Each one is made in a separate mikveh. If you would have three lugin of mayim she'uvim, or a complete mikveh mayim she'uvim, as far as I'm concerned, and it's next door to a mikveh that has mayim k'sherim but doesn't have arboim sah. And now the mikveh k'shera overflows and touches the mikveh of the mayim she'uvim. Would that be possible? No, that's not called shlosha lugin mayim she'uvim in the mikveh. It's not considered to be mu'urav directly in the mikveh. Okay, here, of course, you can see, obviously, why the Tanakhama would disagree. Because over here, all of these gumot end up being connected within one large container, which is going to contain the full mikveh's water. And indeed, we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon over here, but you can understand the svara of Rabbi Shimon. Mishnah Vav, in Perek Beis. Hamisanek etatit litzdadim. Now, question is, if you are taking out a bunch of mud from the mikveh, you will notice that this word misanek is something that if you live in Eretz Yisrael, you will notice all over the place. And this involves sinuk, the roshe sinuk that they have. It's not exactly used the way that the Mishnah uses it, but it's the idea of taking out from water pressure, taking out into another place. So the sinuk over here means that what you did is you are able to maybe rake out and somehow or other you push out the mud from inside of the mikveh, which contains a lot of water. You push it outside on the edge of the mikveh, and now all the water that was in that mud gradually drips back down into the mikveh area. So your misanik is hatit litzdadim, and you had left less than arboim sah. You leave this water to drip into the mikveh from the side. Umashku mimenu shlosha lugin. And three lugin of water falls out gradually from the mud and fills up the mikveh. So now you had left less than arboim sah inside. You've got the three lugin of mayim which have dripped out of the mud. And not only dripped out of the mud, but they were schlepped to the side with these rakes. So is that considered to be mayim she'uvim because of the fact that they were snooked out or not? That's our question. It says over here it's kosher because you never lifted it up in a container. If you don't lift it up in a container, the fact that it was pushed to the side does not make it mayim she'uvim. But on the other hand, suppose the only way you could get this mud out of the mikveh was not through sinuk, but was actually through shoveling it up. So hayatolesh, suppose you actually took shovelfuls of mud so that they were contained inside the shovel and you deposit it on the edge of the mikveh and now it drips out. Then, if mashlumim enu shlosha lugin, if three lugin fall into the mikveh that was chaser from the arboim sah, that mikveh becomes pasul because of a mikveh chaser that now had shloshalugim mayim she'uvim. Because since you picked up that water in your shovel, even though it was mixed with the mud at that point, the water is considered to be mayim she'uvim. Here too, Rabbi Shimon is machsha. And he says, even if you picked up the mud, because the intent of what you did had nothing to do with gathering up water in your shovel. What you were trying to do was to get mud out of a mikvah. And since mipnei shelo mitkaven lishov, there was no kavana whatsoever to do she'iva. All you wanted to do is get mud out of a mikvah. The din is that mayim she'uvim, that you have no kavana for she'iva, don't have a din of mayim she'uvim at all. Look, the bottom line is there's no way for you to be shoyev the mud unless you're shoyev the water that is absorbed in this mud. And that itself is considered to be the equivalent of sort of like a psikresha. There is no way to take this mud out unless you're going to be shoyev the water. So if your kavana was to be shoyev the mud, for all intents and purposes, your kavana is to be shoyev the mayim, which is, of course, how we paskin like the rabbim, and that itself is a chumrah that is considered to be mayim she'uvim, that would pasul the mikvah. Okay, Rabbosai, next Mishnah is very complex, and we'll wait, Bezrat Hashem, for that to be zeichet to have tomorrow, to which I look forward with the grace of the wonderful Eloi HaTev, the grace of the constant chasadim, chinam, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you. See you all. Always wonderful to be with you.